Welcome to Voices from the Frontline from the Christian Medical Fellowship, where we hear from healthcare workers at the frontline of the COVID-19 pandemic. And lots has been said about those who are in hospitals, who are working, you know, with the critically ill patients. But very much as well as NHS workers, it's our carers who are very much on the frontline at the moment. And I'm delighted to be joined by Penny, who's a carer in Bedfordshire. Welcome, Penny.
Welcome, John. Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Well, Penny, as I say, it's great to have you. And it's quite right that we've been, you know, recognising the work that carers are performing, going in and out of people's homes, and I guess putting themselves at risk. But I'd love to start with a conversation that I know you had recently with your son, which made me laugh about what he said to you. Tell us a bit about that.
Yes, I was taking the opportunity to go shopping early. And as I was in near the freezer department, there was a lady that looked across at me because she could tell I was a carer as I had my mask on and my badge. And she asked me if I was a carer, and I said yes. And she just stood there and clapped on her own. And it was quite embarrassing, but very endearing as well. And she just said, well done. And I just, you know, said, thank you very much. Well, naturally, I shared this with my son, who has a different insight. You know, he's a teenager, and he didn't think that the applause was just. So, you know, I responded, don't you think I'm appreciated? And he said, of course I do, but I do feel that you would go out and do what you do whether we had this epidemic or not, which was quite an interesting and a valid point that he made. But it gave, he had a little more insight into what I do, which we have the conversation of. But he did come up with a very valid point and said, if you had come up with a cure, Mum, then I would have applauded you. Which just, as you said, John, it made me laugh as well.
Oh, it's brilliant. Well, to be honest, I think that's how healthcare workers are feeling in general, that actually just going out and doing what they're doing. So, Penny, why don't you just tell us a bit about what you do, just roughly what you do as a carer day to day. And then I'd love just to hear about what's changed for you during the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Well, obviously, all the carers that in my team were very worried about, you know, like everybody else, how they're going to pay their bills, etc. But we've been very lucky and our work continues because we deal with the elderly and with some young vulnerable children. So what's changed for me from a personal level is the attitude I have to go in with, or I choose to go in with, to bring the spirits up, because some people are confined, they don't really know what's going on other than the news. And you know, I feel that I need to be able to get them through it just through having a good spirit, having a laugh. I remember putting a song on for my phone and having a sing song with one of my ladies, because you feel that worry within them, you know, you hear what's going on. And they've got family looking after them who are also suffering with anxiety. And some people have got, you know, mental health was rife before this all happened. So it's, you know, it's not just now about going in and delivering personal care and meals. It's a little bit more, and also moving the goalposts to help. And if they need a pint of milk, you just bring a pint of milk in. So that's where before, you know, we're governed by rules and regulations, which obviously we have to adhere to. But sometimes the compassion gets lost within that. So I've seen a massive change there with not just my company. I've listened to other carers as well.
That's really interesting. So you're seeing actually some, in a sense, some positives coming from it, that sort of compassion has been allowed back in, which is fascinating to hear. Just give us a feel of what type of clients that you're seeing. You're going into people's homes, into nursing homes at the moment?
No, I don't touch any nursing homes. And I think it's very different as well. So I go into people's homes, and due to doing that, there's anxiety because you're flicking from one home to another. So we've tried to reduce that down. So we have like key clients, which works quite well. But some of the big companies, I'm sure that's quite difficult for them. And the anxiety, seeing a carer going in and from one house to another, and infection, et cetera. So we have to be we're kind of learning as we go every day how to protect ourselves even more, you know. So that's where we're at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. Yeah, no, thanks, Penny. And I know you're a Christian, Penny. And have you had any reflections as you've been thinking about this and, you know, how you're feeling about this, you know, and you are putting yourself at risk going from home to home. My delivery guy from Amazon just sort of dropped the box at my gate and ran the other day. So you happen to go into people's homes. How do you feel about that? And what's your reflection on it?
My faith has a lot to do with it. So I suppose it's, you don't want to sound too corny about your faith, but it's there. So therefore you feel safe, if that's a better word to use. And you just go out and you just do it, and you know that God's got your back and we're there for a reason. So, and sometimes when you go within the home, it opens up. I found that the doors have opened up where people are talking more about God. And that's quite a nice thing to do, and to be able to open conversation up if obviously it's directed by other people, because that's something we aren't allowed to do.
Yeah, you're right. No, that's really interesting. And obviously you're getting quite an insight into people's lives at this time that many of us aren't getting in the same way. How can we be praying for, I guess, carers like yourself, but also the clients that you're seeing and serving at this time?
Yeah, it's a really good question. Regarding us as a team, just to pray for the carers that they keep doing what they're doing and they don't get fearful, and to give them peace when they go in, and to also bring joy to the clients. I think that's really important, and that we will get through this.
Yeah, great. Penny, it's been really great to chat. I've enjoyed that, and all the best. And we are praying for you, and we'll be applauding you again next week, no doubt. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, John.
Great. Well, isn't that great to hear from Penny? Again, truly, you know, just doing an incredible job along with other carers in our nation. It's really good to be praying into these things. You can join us every day at 7 o'clock to pray for our healthcare service, for our nation and the globe, and our COVID-1900 prayer on our social media channels. You can also get in touch with us with prayer requests at prayer@cmf.org.uk. We're the Christian Medical Fellowship, where we're here to unite and equip Christian doctors and nurses to live and speak for Jesus Christ. It'd be great for you to join us. Check out our website, check out our social media feeds. We're releasing Voices from the Frontline every day at 5 o'clock. Join us next time for another one. Bye for now.